Good evening and welcome to Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Jill Gear and thank you for joining us today for game three of this six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide 2-0 in the series so far. Yesterday, they defeated the Grizzlies by a score of 5-1, and in Game 1, it was a 6-4 ball game, where Jose Fernandez hit a three-run blast in both games. He's the leadoff hitter today for the Rawhide and playing shortstop. After him, Anderson Rojas, followed by Christian Cerda. In the cleanup spot, it's Julio Carrion. Batting fifth is Ronnie Polanco, followed by Gavin Contasello. Batting seventh is Alvin Guzman, eighth is Manuel Pena, and ninth is the designated hitter, Juan Corniel. They will face the left-handed pitcher, Michael Prosecki. He's 2-1 on the season with a 4.76 ERA. Rawhide wearing their traditional dark gray uniforms with red trim. The Grizzlies in their third different set of uniforms in as many days. They're wearing cream pants with their red alternate tops, and then their hats are the black with the red brim. Rawhide wearing their traditional black hat with the red V. First pitch of the game, here it is. It's swung on and missed. Strike one, first pitch at 6:54. There's the strike on the outside corner. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Fernandez strikes out on three pitches for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Catching for Prosecki today is Brian Betancourt. Third baseman, Andy Perez. And the shortstop is Ryan Ritter. First pitch is fouled off into the netting. Second base, Luis Mendez for the Grizzlies. And at first, it is Skylar Messinger. In left field, Jake Snyder. Center, E.J. Andrews Jr. And in right, it is Parker Kelly. The pitch comes in, and it's foul tipped by Rojas. It was really more of a check swing, but the ball came up and in on him and found the bat. 0-2 count now. Five pitches from Prosecki. All of them strikes. Make it six strikes as Rojas fouls that one off. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And on the bases, Nate Hall. The 1-2 fouled off again left field side. The pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. Rojas strikes out looking. Back-to-back K's for Prosecki to start off the game. And now the catcher, Christian Cerda, will come to the plate batting from the right. No shift in the infield. The pitch. Swung on, broken, bat lined right to the shortstop, Ritter. 1-2-3 inning of work for Prosecki. Scoreless heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Wyatt Wendell on the mound for the Rawhide today. Right-handed pitcher originally from Denver, Colorado. Wendell will face Jake Snyder, who's batting from the left side. Leadoff man for the third game in a row for the Grizzlies. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Snyder is a strike on the outside corner. Due up after him is Luis Mendez, followed by the third baseman Andy Perez. In the cleanup spot is the shortstop Ryan Ritter, followed by the catcher Bryant Betancourt. The pitch. Line towards left center field. It'll land for a base hit. Guzman has some trouble finding it. He now finally picks it up. No, he misses it. And Rojas is the one who has to get it in quickly. And now the ball gets thrown away. And Polanco's picking it up near first base. And the throw to third is not in time. So it's a line drive base hit. Out of the box, he was thinking two, so I would assume it's going to be a double, even though Guzman did miss the ball because of the sun in left center field. Rojas got it in quickly, but for whatever reason, I think it was Rojas was trying to be the cutoff man. He wasn't able to handle the ball, and the ball just got by him. It was Pena. Pena missed the ball. Polanco, no one there was backing it up, and Polanco just didn't end up cutting it off in time, and Snyder was standing on second for a while, looking at it, waiting to see if anyone was going to go get the ball, and he realized no one is, so he took off for third. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. It's going to be a double for Snyder and then an error on the left fielder, Rojas. Mendez at the plate, 1-1 count. Infield is back with a runner on third and nobody out. Big swing and miss. Wendell sets the pitch. Misses low. Now the infield will come in. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Misses inside. Nice stop by Cerda. Ten-mile-an-hour winds blowing out towards right today. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball three. Beg your pardon. Ball four. I had the count wrong. Mendez draws a walk. Runners on the corners now. Nobody out as Andy Perez comes to the plate batting from the left side. Three consecutive left-handed hitters. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. Runner on third is Snyder. On first is Mendez. Catching for Wendell today is Christian Cerda. Third baseman Gavin Conticello. Shortstop Jose Fernandez. Second baseman Manuel Pena. And at first it is Ronnie Polanco. The pitch, runner takes off for second. Ground ball up the middle. Diving is the second baseman, Pena. He can't get to it. An RBI single that goes into center field. And because Mendez is off on the pitch, he's now standing on third, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation with Wendell. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Due up is Ryan Ritter, the cleanup batter. He's batting 240 this year. The sun is setting behind our press box, so there's a little bit of sun in center field. It's only Alvin Guzman who has it in his eyes to start off the pitch. It's kind of a half circle, half moon, if you will. Just rounds right into deep center field, and the corners of it are in deep right center and deep left center. The pitch misses low in the dirt to Ritter. One oh, called strike. Big off attempt at first base. Perez is back safely diving. Off speed pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Pitch misses out. Count is even at 2-2. Ritter yesterday was 1-for-4. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is swung on and missed. The throw to second is in time. They got him. A strike him out, throw him out for a double play. Mendez stays at third. And Perez is caught stealing. That is his third caught stealing. He's 2-for-5 in attempts now. Big strike him out, throw him out. Now two outs. In the bottom of the first inning, Grizzlies lead by one. Runner on third is still Mendez. At the plate is Bryant Betancourt, who's batting from the left. He takes a ball low. That strikeout is the first one of the day for Wendell. All strikeouts this season are presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Pitch misses high, ball two. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman, Contesello. He sets his feet. The throw to first is picked by Polanco at first base to end the inning. The Grizzlies do score first as they lead 1-0 going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both the Home Run Derby and a Legends Game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Julio Carrion batting from the right side. First pitch is fouled off into the netting. Carrion batting 250 on the year. He fouls off that pitch as well. Count is now 0-2. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Carrion goes down looking on three pitches. Third strikeout of the day for Prosecchi. First pitch swinging is Polanco, but it is fouled down the third base side. The Grizzlies do lead 1-0 here in the second. Prosecchi in his second inning of work. He's looked sharp so far, faced the minimum. The pitch is lined into center field. And Ronnie Polanco has the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. First hit is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Now batting from the left is Gavin Contesello. Prosecchi kicks. The pitch is swung on and missed. Contesello takes ball one outside. Contesello batting 133 on the year. Infield is at double play depth. Outfield playing shallow. Pitch misses, and it gets by the catcher, Betancourt. I think it'll be a wild pitch. I don't think it hit the dirt. But Polanco is now standing on second. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide. They do trail by one here in the second. Coaching third base today for the Rawhide is the fourth coach, the bench coach, Coach Rolando Arenado. And on first, it is our manager, Dee Gardner. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-2. Pitch misses outside. Left versus left matchup. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. misses low ball four. Conticello draws a one-out walk. Runners on first and second now for Alvin Guzman, who will bat from the right side. First pitch is a strike. Pitch misses low. One-one. Prosecchi checks the runner on second. Infield still at double play depth, and the pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch. A breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. That is the fourth strikeout of the day for Prosecchi. Two in this inning. Two down, runners on first and second now for Manuel Pena. Pitch misses outside. Pitch misses high to Pena. Count is now 2-0. Wind still blowing out to right. Infield shading to the right. The outfield seems a little shallow, particularly center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Gutierrez tried to make the play, and he couldn't get it and seems upset with himself. 2-1 count, two down. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball into left field. The throw home is not in time. Polanco scores from second, and we have a tied ball game in the second. Slow ground ball to shortstop Ritter. Tried to make a diving play, couldn't do so. And the throw home looked good, but Polanco able to score, and we are tied up at one. An RBI single for Pena, his 12th RBI of the year. Conticello standing on second. There are two outs, and the designated hitter and number nine batter, Juan Corniel, comes to the plate. First pitch is a strike. Pitch is fouled off. Corniel batting 232 this year. No balls, two strikes. Pitch misses low. Gets by the catcher to his right, but Conticello stays where he is at second base. I think that was the smart choice there. It kicked off maybe 10, 15 feet to the right, but Bencourt, the catcher, never had to turn his back towards the field. Just shot off directly to his right. One ball, two strikes. Prosecchi, glove at the belt, and the pitch is high, ball two. Quick meeting on the mound is over. The 2-2 fouled off again, third base side. Popped up center field. Andrews Jr. still going back, gliding back, really, and he makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. But the Rawhide tie it up 1-1 going into the bottom of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Tied ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Parker Kelly leads it off for the Grizzlies. Right-handed hitter swings and misses at the first pitch from Wyatt Wendell. Wendell, 6'5", here's the pitch. Swung on and missed again. Wendell did give up a run off of two hits and a walk in the last inning. Taking his time. Now here's the 0-2. Fouled off. Wendell, again, 6'5", 215 pounds, originally from Denver, Colorado. The 0-2 comes inside and allegedly hits the batter. Kelly, he's hitting the, grabbing the back of his neck, but the home plate umpire didn't indicate it very quickly. Christian Cerda is not necessarily arguing like I would have thought that he was going to. I think it just hit the outside of his neck, so the pitch was thrown so inside, ended up being behind him and wasn't able to get completely out of the way. It kind of nicked the back of his neck. He says he's fine. Doesn't seem to be in a lot of pain. Leadoff man is on for the Grizzlies. Now E.J. Andrews Jr. will bat from the right side. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Andrews Jr. batting 197 on the year. Infield at double play depth. The pitch, called strike. Wendell this year 0-2 with a 5.59 ERA. That is through four starts for the Rawhide. 0-2. low in the dirt, gets by the catcher, Cerda. He doesn't know where it is. It's to the right, and Polanco's going to have to be the one to go pick it up. But Parker Kelly goes from first to third on a wild pitch. And it did. It hit off of Cerda's right shin guard. Instead of going back behind the plate like he thought, it almost went into the Grizzlies' dugout. Nobody out. Runner on third. Infield comes in. One, two. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Andrews Jr. strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill, located in downtown Visalia. In crust, we trust. Skylar Messenger bats from the right side. Infield still in with one down. First pitch is swung on and missed. Wendell has a four-seam fastball, sinker, changeup, slider, and a curveball. Although his sinker is really his primary pitch instead of the four-seam fastball. 0-1 comes inside and it hits the handle of the bat. Count is 0-2. Entering today's game, Wendell has thrown 14 and two-third innings, striking out 16 while walking 10. O-2. Misses outside. Wendell's last start was against Inland Empire at home. He threw five innings, giving up three earned runs off of five hits. Walked two while striking out six. The pitch, cold, strike three on the inside corner. Back-to-back K's for Wendell. Brings up the designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez. Runner on third still. Thirtieth pitch of the night for Wendell. Here it is. It's a strike at the knees. Infield is back now with two outs. We are still tied up at one in the bottom of the second. The pitch misses outside. One, one. Popped up. Right center field, Guzman on his horse now comes in, but he makes the play to end the inning. So the leadoff hit by pitch, followed by a two-base wild pitch. Strands a runner on third, still tied up at one going into the third inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
To be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Welcome back to Chauncey Park. We are tied up at one, top of the third inning. Both teams have two hits today. The Rawhide have committed an error, while the Grizzlies have not. Prusecki back on the mound for his third inning of work. First pitch to Jose Fernandez, misses high and outside. Jose Fernandez, the leadoff man today for the Rawhide. He struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat. The pitch misses low. Prusecki went to school in Louisville. The pitch misses outside. He turned 22 this year in February, drafted last year in the sixth round by the Rockies, again out of the University of Louisville. The pitch, strike on the outside corner. He did make his professional debut last year in the Arizona Complex League for the Rockies. The pitch, broken bat, one hopper back to the pitcher Prusecki. Tosses it to first base for the first out. One away. Nobody on for Anderson Rojas. He's batting from the left side. Rojas struck out looking in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. He squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. Third baseman picks it up. The throw to first in plenty of time. What a play by Andy Perez. A great reaction from the third baseman, sprinting in, able to pick it up and make a nice play to retire Rojas. Two down. Christian Cerda bats from the right side. Pitch misses. So it's a 1-0 count. In his first at bat, he lined out to short. 1-0 misses. Count is 2-0. The pitch. Grounded foul. Third base side. The pitch, high and in. Pitch to Cerda, misses low, ball four. He draws a two-out walk to put a runner on first. Julio Carrion will come to the plate. He struck out looking on three pitches. Infield shading just slightly to the left. The first pitch misses inside. So Prusecki, he took the loss in his last appearance. That was in Stockton. Through three innings, giving up six runs off of six hits, walked three and struck out five. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. I was speaking to Stephen Rice, who's the voice of the Grizzlies this year, and he said that those stats don't tell the whole story. It was raining. It was pouring rain in Stockton that day. The mound really didn't seem very safe for people to be pitching on. The pitch is popped up right field side, shallow right field. Second baseman Mendez goes out, and he makes the play as he falls to the ground. Overran the ball a little bit, fell to the ground as the ball was entering his glove. He holds on to it to end the inning. We're still tied up at one going into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car. But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Tied up at one, bottom of the third inning. Jake Snyder, the leadoff batter, is batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Snyder in his first at-bat doubled into left. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Fouled off out of play to our left. Count is now 1-2. One, two. Misses outside. Two, two. Misses very high. Ball three. Here's the 3-2. Grounded back up the middle. Shortstop Fernandez has it behind second. The throw to first beats Snyder by half a step. One down. Luis Mendez comes to the plate batting from the left side. Still tied up at one in the bottom of the third. He walked in his first at bat. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. Yesterday, Joe Elbies, the starter for the Rawhide, threw six innings for the Rawhide. We're starting to see our starting pitchers go a little bit deeper in the games as the pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-2. Again, I was speaking to the voice of the Grizzlies, Stephen Rice, and he was mentioning that their pitching coach wants all of their starters at five innings or six innings at this point. Here's the 0-2. Comes inside, almost hits him, but he's able to dive out of the way. And, of course, that's an ideal situation, but at a certain point you're looking at pitch counts, not inning counts. Our Rawhide pitching staff is young. Some of them are dealing with injuries, so they're a little bit more limited as the pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Mendez strikes out for the second out of the inning. That is strikeout number four on the day for Wendell. The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in Crust, we trust. Andy Perez bats from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. Squares to bunt. It is popped up into the grandstands behind home plate. O-1, misses low. Infield shifting to the right. Ground ball foul, first base side. Andy Perez singled into center field to drive in the first run of the game for the Grizzlies. One ball, two strikes to him. The pitch. Grounded to the first baseman, Polanco. He fields it, underhand tosses to Wendell to end the inning. First 1-2-3 inning of work for Wendell as we go into the fourth, still tied at one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
First pitch to Ronnie Polanco was a strike on the outside corner. Michael Prosecchi back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. The pitch is fouled off to our right. The pitch is fouled off. O2 is low. The pitch is popped up. Towards right field, Kelly goes back, makes the catch, one away. Gavin Conticello batting from the left side. He takes a strike on the outside corner. He walked in his first at bat. There's a strike on the outside corner again. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Prosecchi just over 55 pitches thrown now. Pitch misses high. So Prosecchi, his fastball sits 91-93. He has a curveball, splitter, and a slider, although his curveball and slider, I've been told, are very similar. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the shortstop. Ritter keeps his feet moving and retires Conticello for the second out. Alvin Guzman takes ball inside. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Pitch misses in again. Again, Prosecchi's last outing did not look good according to the stats, but Jordy, those runs came in the first inning. And during the first inning was when a lot of the rain was coming down in Stockton. And according to Steven, the starting pitchers for both teams fell on the mound a combined four times in one inning. At that point, you have to question if it's safe to be playing. Then the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Still 2-2. The pitch from Prosecchi. Called strike three on the inside corner, and Guzman knew it. 1-2-3, inning of work for Prosecchi. We are still tied up at one going into the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Ryan Ritter leading it off for the Grizzlies, tied up at one in the bottom of the fourth. Wyatt Wendell back on the mound. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Misses low and outside. Pitch misses high. There's a strike on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes now. Ritter in his first at-bat struck out against Wendell. Wendell above 50 pitches thrown now as the pitch is fouled off down a third base side. Two, two. High ball three. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. It was a breaking ball that Ritter waved at. That is the first strikeout of the fourth inning. Fifth strikeout of the day for Wendell. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. They're a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the Mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Pitch misses low, ball one to Bryant Betancourt. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Popped up towards right field. Carrion comes in and makes the play. Two down. Parker Kelly, the right fielder, will come to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Pitch comes in for a strike. Wendell working quickly. He delivers, and that one's fouled off down the third base side. Oh, 2. Grounded foul again, third base side. Here's the 0-2. Comes inside and hits the bat of Kelly right at the handle. Lights are on at Chuck Chancey Park. Not a very dark sky yet, still light blue. A little bit of a pink hue from the sunset. 0-2, just misses low, maybe a little inside. Looking at the replay, I think it was more inside than low. I have the luxury of having MLB TV and Bally Live feed here in my booth, and what's even better is it's about a second or two behind, so can actually see where the pitch is now. The pitch, definitely low and outside on that one. Didn't need a replay there. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Kelly strikes out looking for another 1-2-3 inning of work for Wendell. We are still tied up at 1 as we head into the 5th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433. It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Michael Prosecki back on the mound for his 5th inning of work. Tied up at 1 is Manuel Pena. Bats on the left side. Pena's driven in the only run of the game for the Rawhide. Pitch to him. Fouled off his front foot. Pena had the RBI single into left field to score Ronnie Polanco back in the 2nd inning. Neither team has scored since then. The pitch. Misses low. Ground ball to the second baseman. Slowly hit. Mendez picks it up. He underhand tosses to first base, and he's called out at first. Close play there. I thought maybe Pena beat it. Mendez didn't even really throw. He more so did a softball underhand toss. And the reason why I say a softball pitch is because it was a rather hard throw. So one down. Nobody on for the designated hitter, Juan Corniel. He takes the ball high. Corniel flied out to center field in his first at bat. Pitch is swung on and missed. One-one. Strike on the outside corner. One-two. Low and in. Corniel this season batting .232. We've seen him mainly at shortstop when he plays the field, but occasionally at second base as well. The pitch. Big swing and miss. Strike three. Two down now in the fifth. And a tied ball game. That is now six strikeouts in the day for Prosecchi. The most strikeouts he's had this season in one appearance is seven. Pitch is fouled off to the right. Fly ball to deep right center field. Center fielder Andrews Jr. makes the play to retire Fernandez. Another 1-2-3 inning of work. We're going into the bottom of the fifth, halfway through this one. Tied up at one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Wendell back on the mound for the fifth inning. First pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. is swung on and missed. Strike one. Liam Norris is getting warm in the Rawhide bullpen. 0-1. Popped up into shallow left center field. Shortstop Fernandez going out. He's not going to get to it, and nobody can. Him and Guzman collide in shallow center, and Andrews Jr. cruises into second with his fifth double of the year. Had Guzman been able to field that cleanly, there might have been a play at second base, but cannot assume that it would have been an out. Skyler Messinger bats from the left side. There was a disengagement from Wendell. First one of the at-bat. Still waiting on the first pitch to Messinger, who struck out looking in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Andrews Jr. has some speed. One oh. Just misses low ball two. Two oh. Swung on and missed. She won a messenger, a breaking ball that misses low and outside. 3-1 now. The most pitches that Wendell has thrown in an outing is 74. Right now he is at 68. Three, one. Swung on and missed. Count is full. Three, two. Misses outside ball four. Wendell loses messenger. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation with Wendell. Every Rahine Mountain visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They are a full service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. The runner on second is Andrews Jr. He doubled to start off this inning, although it was not a hard hit double at all. It was placed perfectly in no man's land and hit high enough that he was able to make it to second. And then Messenger just walked. Runners on first and second. Nobody out for the number nine batter and the designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez. He's batting 167 this year. Right versus right matchup. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. Oh, 01. Popped up. Right center field. Guzman gives chase. He will make the catch. Andrews Jr. is going to try to tag from second, and he does so successfully. So there's runners on the corners, one away, in a tied ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Now top of the order, Jake Snyder comes to the plate. Wendell now at 72 pitches. And here comes D. Gardner to make the change. It will be Liam Norris on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Liam Norris on the mound. He will inherit runners on the corners and one down in a tied ball game in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Liam Norris in relief for Wyatt Wendell. This is the first call to the bullpen for either team. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. We are tied up at one, and at the plate is the leadoff man, Jake Snyder. Runner on third, Andrews Jr. on first, Messenger, one down. Southpaw delivers a ball low. Serta keeps it in front to hold the runners where they are. Misses outside, ball two. Infield at double play, depth. The ground ball could potentially end the inning, although Snyder runs very fast, very well. Pitch misses high, ball three. There's a strike at the knees. Hitters count now. First Snyder, it's a left versus left matchup. The pitch. Hein inside, a ball for Snyder. Draws a one-out walk, and the bases are loaded for the Grizzlies. On third, E.J. Andrews Jr. On second, Skylar Messenger. And on first, it is Jake Snyder. Pitch misses low, ball one. Here's the pitch. Misses high. 2-0 count now. Popped up into shallow left field. Rojas is underneath it. Andrews Jr. attacking from third. Here's the throw. It actually will hold Andrews Jr. Now he's going to go as Norris tries to get the ball from behind the plate, and he scores. Tough play there. It was hit in shallow left. Knowing that Rojas has a good arm, Andrews Jr. decided not to tag until the ball got by the catcher, Serta. The throw kind of short-hopped him. And Serta just wasn't able to protect the ball, keep it in front of him. So a run does score, and the Grizzlies lead 2-1. It's going to be a throwing error on Rojas. That's his second error of the day. 2-1 ball game. There are two outs with runners on second and third. The pitch fouled off to our left. Runner on third is Messenger. On second is Snyder. Andy Perez at the plate, and he takes a ball in. One-one. Misses low ball two. Two-one. Popped up in the infield. Second baseman Pena comes in and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies do take the lead. It's 2-1 as we go into the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5-23.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5-23.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch swinging is a ground ball down the first base side, and he gets a by the first baseman, Messenger. So Anderson Rojas is safe at first base on what will be an error on the first baseman. It was, again, a really slow ground ball. Looked like at first it was going to be foul. Had some weird spin on it, and because of that, Rojas is safe. Messenger missed it. It's the top of the sixth inning. Rawhide trail by one. Armando Vasquez is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Cerda takes a ball in. By the way, the one run that did score in the last half inning is unearned because of the throwing error by Rojas. The pitch misses low. Ball two. Pickoff attempt at first base. Rojas back safely diving. Rojas has one stolen base in one attempt. Pitch misses high. Quick meeting on the mound between the catcher Betancourt and the pitcher Prosecki. There is movement in the Grizzlies' pen now. Another lefty up and throwing. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner as Cerda started trotting down to first base. He does that every time. At a certain point, I think it's just for show. Some of our fans at the Rawhide have caught on to it as well. 3-1 comes inside. That one is definitely ball four. And the reason why I'm going to say that Cerda does it for show is he started jogging down to first, still holding the bat, basically knowing he was going to come back with that one. This last pitch, that was definitely ball four. He tossed the bat back towards the dugout, again, knowing it was ball four. So runners are on first and second, nobody out. And Julio Carrion is batting from the right side. The pitch takes the ball low in the dirt. Rojas stays where he is. The pitch. This is low. 2-0 count now. He tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike. I think it would have gone around anyway. Popped up first base side, and it will reach the grandstands. Two balls, two strikes. Carrion today has struck out and popped out. Psaki checks the runner on second. Now delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Carrion strikes out for the first out of the sixth. Runner on second is Rojas on first. Cerda. One down in the sixth as the Rawhide trail 2-1. The pitch. Try to check his swing. They appeal down. They say he did not go. That's according to Nate Hall, the umpire on the bases. Infield. Shading slightly to the right. Psaki delivers. The pitch is lined just foul down the left field side. Blanco today has singled. That was his first, actually the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. He's also flied out to deep right. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Strike at the letters. One, two. Chopper to the second baseman. He fields it. Tad's second. The throw to first is an inning-ending double play. Rawhide had runners on first and second with nobody out, and they could not capitalize. We're going into the bottom of the sixth. Rawhide still trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Armando Vasquez is now on the mound for the Rawhide. Southpaws in relief for Liam Norris. First pitch to Ryan Ritter is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. Throw to first in plenty of time for the first out. Vasquez in relief for Norris. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the pitch. It misses outside to the left-handed hitter, Betancourt. Lefty still warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. So Vasquez has been the usual piggybacker for Wendell. 1-0. Lined right to the shortstop, Fernandez. He drops it. Now the throw to first is offline. So Fernandez backed up on the ball. He dropped it. As it was entering his glove, the batter, Betancourt, didn't start running until he saw it be dropped. Fernandez fell to the ground trying to pick up the ball. He then stood up, and the throw to first was hurried and rushed and offline. Runner on first, one down. Here's the pitch. Hits off the glove of Cerda, allowing Betancourt to reach second. So not only is it an error on the shortstop, but now there's going to be a pass ball. Runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies. One down. The pitch. Outside to Parker Kelly, so it's a 2-0 count now. The starting pitcher, Wendell, went four and one-third innings. Two runs, one earned off of three hits, walked two, and struck out six. The pitch misses in, now 3-0 count. Norris threw two-thirds scoreless innings, no hits, and he did walk a batter, did not strike anyone out. Strike on the outside corner. Vasquez checks the runner on second. He now kicks. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. Count is full. Vasquez, no wins or losses this season. He has a 5.84 ERA. This is his fifth appearance. Entering today's game, he's thrown 12 innings for the Rawhide. The 3-2 misses high. Ball four. Runners on first and second now, one away, as E.J. Andrews Jr. comes to the plate. Andrews has struck out and also had the shallow double. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses low. Cerda keeps it in front. So Vasquez, in his 12 innings for the Rawhide, he has struck out 18 while walking 4. Opponents are batting 260 against him. Two to one ball game in the bottom of the 6th inning. We're about an hour and a half into this ball game. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on second, Betancourt. On first is Kelly. Vasquez, he delivers, and the pitch is swung on and missed. One, two, very outside. Vasquez, 5'11", 160 pounds. He's from the Dominican Republic. A 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Andrews Jr. goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. A much-needed strikeout for Vasquez. Two down with runners on first and second still. And the first baseman, Skylar Messenger, comes to the plate. The Grizzlies do lead by one in the 6th. Vasquez just turned 22 last week. The pitch, missing outside. Again, he's originally from the Dominican Republic. Last year, he pitched in the Arizona Complex League. And he was signed last year as a free agent by the Diamondbacks. So just in his second year already. Here in Visalia, 1-0, missing outside. Called strike on the inside corner. Vasquez delivers, and it just misses low. Looking at the replay, it looked fine, maybe a little outside, but they're saying it's a 3-1 count. Pitch misses low, ball 4. The bases are loaded again. Bases full, 2 outs. Jesus Ordonez will be at the plate, but not before Tyler Mark has a conversation with Vasquez. It's another mound visit brought to you by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. It looks like Axel Andueza is going to start throwing in the pen for the Rawhide. Here's how the inning is gone. Ritter grounds it out to short. Betancourt hit a line drive to the shortstop Fernandez. He dropped it. Because of that, Betancourt was safe at first. And then Kelly walks. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Andrews Jr. struck out for the second out, but Messenger just drew a two-out walk to make it bases full. And the designated hitter, Ordonez, at the plate. Southpaw delivers. It's fouled off first base side. So the runner on third is Betancourt. On second, Kelly. And on first is Messenger again. Bottom of the sixth. Grizzlies lead 2-1. The pitch misses low. Vasquez, last pitch on the fourth, which was his birthday a week ago. Pitch misses high. He threw three innings for the Rawhide, giving up three runs off of six hits. He didn't walk anyone, and he struck out three. Two-one count, two down. Infield, shading to the left. The pitch is low in the dirt. Ball three, 3-1 count, and nowhere to put him. If you're Ordinez, you're going to have a very small strike zone right now. Three-one. Line towards left. Rojas stays right where he is. He makes the catch to end the inning and get out of it. The Grizzlies still lead by one. We're going into the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Gavin Contesello leads it off for the Rawhide. It is the top of the seventh inning. New pitcher delivers a ball low. It is Felix Ramirez, tall left-handed pitcher. I don't want to say he's a submariner, but his arm slot is pretty low. Pitch is a strike. I mean, the arm slot is like a submariner, but the rest of his body doesn't go low either. The pitch. Hard one-hopper to the first baseman, Messenger. He feels it, touches first for the first out of the inning. Alvin Guzman, the center fielder. We're now bat from the right side. He has struck out twice. Here's the pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It misses inside. Hard ground ball. First baseman ranges. He picks it up. Foot race to the bag between Guzman and Ramirez, and the pitcher beats him there. Two down. So Ramirez is in relief for Prosecchi, the starter for the Grizzlies. Prosecchi threw six innings for the Grizzlies. The pitch misses into Pena. Gave up one run off of just two hits. Walked three batters while striking out seven, which ties his season high. Pitch is a strike. It's also tying his career high. 1-1 count, two down. Southpaw delivers. Grounded foul, first base side. Count is now 1-2. Ramirez 1-0 with a 1.69 ERA. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. The catcher, Betancourt, throws to first to complete the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of relief for Ramirez. The Grizzlies still lead 2-1. And it's stretch time at Chuck Chancey Park. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Grizzlies lead 2-1. Top of the order, Jake Snyder at the plate. Vasquez back on the mound. First pitch swinging. A deep fly ball to right field. Carry on going back. He can't get to it. It'll one hop the wall. Snyder is rounding second. He's going for third. Here's the throw from Pena. Not in time. A leadoff triple for Jake Snyder. Just hit over the head of the right fielder, Carry on. Just like that, potential insurance run is 90 feet away for the Grizzlies with nobody out. Luis Mendez at the plate, batting from the left side. Infield comes in now. The pitch, he tries to check his swing. He does go around. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. Misses outside. One, two, outside. Vasquez delivers. 2-2 is low on the dirt ball, 3. Taking a look at the scores around the Cal League, San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 11-1 in the 7th. In Rancho, Stockton leads 3-2 in the 8th. And in Inland Empire, they lead Modesto 10-1 in the 7th inning. Three balls, two strikes. Vasquez, glove at the chest. He kicks. Cold strike 3 on the high outside corner. Mendez goes down looking for the first out of the 7th. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust, we trust. I think someone was just ejected. Not sure who. Definitely someone from the Grizzlies. Looks like it was the first base coach, who is the manager, Steve Solis. There will be a new first base coach. The pitch misses in. Ball one. I assume that Solis was arguing the called strike. It's the only thing I can think of. The 1-0. Lined over the head of Conticello into left field. A base hit. RBI single for Perez. Makes it a 3-1 ball game. Nice effort by Conticello to leap up and try to make that play. He just barely missed it. But it's a 3-1 ball game now. Ryan Ritter batting from the right side. Runner on first still. One down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Oh, 1 misses. There is a right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch missed very high and out. Count is 2-1. Runner takes off. The pitch is swung on and missed, but no throw from Cerda. So Perez steals his third base of the year. The pitch is swung on, lined into left center field, a base hit. They're still going to try to score. Perez, the throw from Guzman is in time. They got him at the plate for the second out of the inning. A great throw from Guzman to get Perez from second. Great throw from the center fielder Guzman to keep it a 2-run game. Ritter is standing on second. 2 down now. 3-1 ball game. The pitch is a strike to Bryant Betancourt. So number Snyder tripled to start off this inning, and he scored an RBI single from Perez to make it 3-1. Perez was just thrown out at the plate to keep it a two-run game. And Ritter is standing on second. By the way, Ritter is going to be given a single, and he advanced to second on the throw. No balls, two strikes to Betancourt, two away. Here's the pitch. Deep fly ball, left field side, but it is out of play. Still no balls and two strikes. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Lined into center field to base hit. They're going to send Ritter. The throw from Guzman goes to second. Now a 4-1 ball game. Not a hard hit ball at all, but able to muscle it into center field to drive in another run. 4-1 ball game. Parker Kelly will come to the plate, but not before Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, comes to speak with Vasquez. It's another meeting on the mound. Brought to you by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. And it looks like Axel Andueza is back warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Parker Kelly batting from the right side. He's been hit by a pitch. He has struck out, and he has walked today. This is the first time he is, the second time he's facing Vasquez. The pitch fouled off right field side. Infield shifting to the left, outfield to the right. 0-1. Strike on the outside corner. Misses low. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Bounces in the dirt. Gets by Serra. He still can't find it. Now he does. Betancourt only moves to second. That's the second time that we've seen that from Serra, where tries to find the ball and he can't. Luckily this time it was only one base advancement for Betancourt. The last time that happened, it was two bases. It'll be a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position, 3-2. The pitch swung on and foul tipped. Cold strike three at the knees. Kelly strikes out, looking to end the inning. But two runs score for the Grizzlies. They lead 4-1 as we go into the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Tyler Hoffman. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Juan Cornell at the plate, batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch comes in and misses ball one. Hoffman in relief for Ramirez, who threw a scoreless inning of relief for the Grizzlies. He did strike out one batter. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Hoffman, glove at the belt. 1-1. Slow ground ball on the right side. First baseman picks it up. He tosses to Hoffman, who's at first. One down. Jose Fernandez is batting from the right side. The pitch misses low. Two O count. Here's the pitch to Fernandez. It misses high and outside, ball three. Fernandez today has struck out, grounded out to the pitcher, and he's also flied out to center. Three O. There's the strike on the outside corner. Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide trail by three. Here is the pitch. Misses high ball four. Fernandez draws a one-out walk. And Anderson Rojas will come to the plate. Hoffman is 1-0 on the year with a 4.66 ERA. He has thrown this is his ninth appearance out of the pen for the Grizzlies. He's thrown 9 2/3 innings. He has struck out 10 while giving up 2 walks. There will be a meeting on the mound with the entire infield. Axlandueza is up and warming again for the Rawhide. Right now it's a 4-1 ball game. Grizzlies lead. The Rawhide lead the series 2-0 in game one. They won 6-4 in a ninth inning comeback. And yesterday, they won 5-1 in a game that took just 2 hours and 6 minutes. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Anderson Rojas batting from the left side. He has struck out, hit a ground ball to first, and also attempted a bunt. The pitch misses high and outside ball one. Popped up, shallow left field. Snyder gives chase, and he makes a sliding play and makes the catch in shallow left field down the foul line. Three players converged on it somehow. Snyder, it wasn't even really a sliding play. He tried to go down to one knee for a slide, and his foot got stuck in the grass. Makes the out, two down. Runner on first is still Fernandez. Christian Serra bats from the right side. Two down. Large lead on first for Fernandez. He has not attempted a stolen base yet this season. The pitch misses high. Gets by the catcher. Fernandez takes off for second. Wasn't a crazy high pitch. It was above the letters to Serra. But a runner in scoring position now. One oh count, runner in scoring position. Rawhide trail by three. The pitch is popped up. First base side into the upper deck grandstands. One one. Misses. Ball two. Two, one. Popped up to deep left center field. Andrews Jr. still going back, and he makes the catch over his left shoulder. In left center field, right near the pitch clock on the warning track to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on second. They still trail by three. And Axlandueza will be the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Armando Vasquez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. We come back. I'll be Andueza on the mound. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized. recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Andueza on the mound for the Rawhide. The right-handed pitcher is in relief for Vasquez. He's facing E.J. Andrews Jr., who's batting from the right side. The Grizzlies do lead by 3 as the pitch misses high. Pitch misses outside. The pitch is swung on and missed now. 1-2 count. Just over 2 hours into this game now. 9 o'clock local time here in Fresno. First pitch was at 6:54. Pitch misses outside. Pitch misses low in the dirt, ball 3. Vasquez threw 2 innings for the Rawhide, giving up 2 runs off of 4 hits. He did walk 2 while striking out 3. Andueza is the 4th pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. 3-2. Just misses in ball 4. Leadoff man is on for the Grizzlies. Skyler Messenger bats from the right side. Nobody out, runner on first. He's walked twice today. Squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. And Dueza tries to pick it up. It hits off of his hand as he falls to the ground trying to make the play. Runners on first and second. And Dueza had a nice jump off the mound. As he tried to slow himself down to pick up the ball, he fell to the ground and essentially like slide tackled the ball away like you see in soccer. Unfortunate situation. It will be a bunt single. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Jesus Ordonez batting from the right side. He takes the ball high and out. Ground ball to the shortstop, Fernandez. He bobbles it for a second, still is able to get the out at second base. One down, runners in the corners. No opportunity to try to turn two there. Ordonez ran a little bit quicker than I thought he would. On third, Andrews Jr. On first, Ordonez. One down. Top of the order, Jake Snyder at the plate. Snyder has tripled and doubled today. Pitch misses high. Two-oh count now as the pitch missed outside. There is another right-handed pitcher warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. The pitch is inside, ball three. Pitch is fouled off. Pitch is a strike. Called strike three on the outside corner. Snyder thought it was ball four. He was starting to go down to first base. Instead, it's called strike three. And Luis Mendez will now bat from the left side. Runners in the corners, the pitch misses high and out. Ball one. So there are two outs. Again, the runner on third is E.J. Andrews Jr. on first, Ordonez, and the Grizzlies lead 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner. One is fouled off out of play into the upper deck. One, two. Outside, 2-2. And weighs the sets, checks the runner on first. He now kicks, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Somehow, and Weza gets out of it. And a run does not score in the eighth inning for the Grizzlies, but they do lead by three. Last chance for the Rawhide coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? a big bank that just sees another number, that's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Last chance for the Rawhide. They trail by three in the top of the ninth. At the plate is Julio Carrion, and there's a new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. He delivers a ball high. It's Carlos Torres in relief for Tyler Hoffman. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Hoffman threw a scoreless inning. Pitch misses outside. Rawhide need to score three to extend this game, at least three to extend it. Taking a look at the scores around the Diamondbacks organization. We'll do that after this pitch. Here's the 2-0. Big swing and a miss. So Hillsborough currently trailing Spokane 8-4. Amarillo fell 16-6 today, and Reno leads Tacoma 4-1 in the ninth. Torres sets and delivers. The pitch is popped up right side. And it is out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Torres has thrown in 10 games for the Grizzlies. 1-1 with a 4.38 ERA. He has struck out six while walking three in 12 innings. The pitch fouled off. Rawhide today have only pulled together two hits. Somehow they've scored a run off that. They have committed three errors. The 2-2 lined into left field, a base hit. Make it three hits on the day for the Rawhide as Carrion, the leadoff man, is on to start off the ninth inning. Ronnie Polanco will now come to the plate. Polanco has singled, flat out to right, and he's also hit a ground ball to second. The pitch. Slow ground ball. Third baseman cuts it off. He tosses to second, and he's safe because the throw was high, and the second baseman, Mendez, came off the bag. He came up high as he was coming through. A great call by the umpire, Nate Hall. I saw it from here. Good job by him to be able to see it. So the second baseman, Mendez, was running through second base towards the ball, and what he was going to do was then plant and throw to first for potentially a double play. Instead, the throw was high, so because he couldn't keep his foot on the bag, he never came down on it because, again, his momentum was going through second, and he lands it on the dirt instead. Hard ground ball foul down the first base side by Contasello. That will be an error on the third baseman, just the second error of the day for the Grizzlies. Contasello has walked and hit two ground balls. There's a breaking ball at the knees. O2 count, nobody out, runners on first and second. Contasello does represent the tying run at the plate. Oh, 2. Misses low, ball one. And there will now be movement in the Grizzlies' pen. One, two. Fouled off out of play, third base side. 1-2. Hard ground ball through into right field. They're going to hold Carrion at third, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for Alvin Guzman. On third, Carrion. Second, Polanco. And on first, Contasello. Guzman today has struck out twice. He's also grounded out to first, but there will be a meeting on the mound. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 2,178. 2,178. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Guzman. He takes a ball inside. Infield at double play depth. Rawhide trail by three here in the ninth. The pitch misses high. Deep fly ball to right center field. Center fielder goes back. The right fielder, Kelly, goes. He can't get it. It one hops the wall. So it will be a two-run double. Contasello will have to go back to third base. Again, a ground rule double that drives in two and now makes it a one-run game here in the ninth inning. Alvin Guzman standing on second with his fourth double of the year. Now has 10 RBI as Carrion scored. Polanco scored, and again, Contasello would have scored if it didn't go over the wall on the bounce. He's standing on third, Guzman on second, and Manuel Pena is at the plate. Infield comes in now for the Grizzlies. The pitch misses outside, ball one. So Rawhide are just down by one run now in the ninth, and there is movement in the Rawhide pen as well. The pitch fouled off into the netting, count as 1-1. Pena today has singled. He drove in the first run of the game for the Rawhide. Guzman has a ton of speed. Ideally should score from second. 1-1. Line towards center field. Andrews Jr. makes the catch. Contasello's going to tag from third, and we have a tied ball game. The ball gets by the cutoff man, and Guzman moves to third. Tied up at four. One down. Runner on third in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes Juan Cornell, the designated hitter. Potential go-ahead run just 90 feet away, and it's Guzman with a lot of speed, one down. Infield is in, and they're going to throw over to first base, and they throw it over the head of the third baseman, and Guzman's going to score. What? So they went over to third base. They threw to third, trying to appeal that Contasello did not tag, or rather left the bag too soon. And when he tossed over to third base, he tossed it over the third baseman's head, and Guzman was able to score. One of the wackiest plays I've ever seen, and the Rawhide now lead 5-4. Quite frankly, this is something that the Rawhide would do. They would throw the ball over a third baseman's head trying to appeal. That's what would have happened in 2021 in 2022, Rawhide. Instead, it's happening here to the Grizzlies in 2023. First pitch to Corniel, misses high, ball one. It is a 5-4 ball game, so we're playing the bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide lead, they could use some insurance runs. Josh Swales is warming in the pen. Corniel grounds it foul. So, three errors in this inning. The pitch is fouled off. There is an error on that fielder's choice hit by Polanco. The error on the first baseman for the line out when he was cutting off the ball. That allowed Guzman to move the third. And then on the appeal, the pitcher had an error. The overthrow, the pitch is swung on, ground ball down the third base side. It's a fair ball. Rolls all the way into the left field corner. Corniel cruises into seconds, just his third double of the year. And the Rawhide keep it going here in the top of the ninth inning. And that will be the day for Torres. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They will inherit a runner on second with one down and the Rawhide leading by one in the top of the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Balance Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Balance Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Davis Palermo. He will face the top of the order now. Rawhide lead 5-4 in the ninth inning. They've scored four runs here so far. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Corniel, the runner on second. There's one down. And the Rawhide have scored four runs here in the ninth. The pitch to Fernandez is a strike on the outside corner. A single, an error, another single to make it bases loaded. Ground rule double to score two. Then a sacrifice line out made it a tied ball game. On the line out, there was an error that moved Guzman to third. And then when they appealed over to third base trying to say that Contesello left early, the pitcher threw the ball over the third baseman's head. And because of that, Rawhide now lead 5-4. He would have scored anyway because of the double hit by Corniel, but still not a great feeling. The 0-2 is outside, ball one. Fernandez today has struck out, grounded out to the pitcher, flied out to center, and he has walked today. Here's the 1-2. Misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Fouled off right field side. So we can't close the book on Torres yet. He is still responsible for the runner on second, Corniel. But if Rawhide hang on and win, he will take the loss. Palermo, right-handed pitcher. He is the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies. 2-2. Line towards right field, a base hit. They're going to send Corniel. Now they're going to try to hold him. Corniel goes through the stop sign. The throw was offline, allowing Corniel to score. The sixth run of the game for the Rawhide. So at first, Arenado, the third base coach, was telling him to go, and then he put his hand out just a little bit too late. I don't know if Corniel didn't see it or if he didn't care and said, no, I'm going to score. Either way, it worked out fine. Hernandez is standing on second with his eighth RBI. He's only been with the Rawhide a little over a week. He has eight RBI. Anderson Rojas is batting from the left side. One down, runner in scoring position. He swings the first pitch as the tapper back to the mound. The pitcher Palermo throws to first for the second out of the inning. Fernandez does advance to third. And by the way, Fernandez singled and advanced to second on the throw home. Six to four ball game, Rawhide lead. There are two outs, and Fernandez is the runner on third. Palermo, glove at the belt. He kicks. The pitch misses in. Palermo this year, no wins or losses. He has a 3.86 ERA. This is his ninth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown nine innings of work. 1-0. Misses in ball two. In those nine innings, he has struck out 16 while walking two. There's a strike right at the knees. Popped up into right center field. The right fielder, Kelly, is underneath it. Makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide complete the comeback. Five runs score off of five hits and three errors in the top of the ninth. Josh Swales is going to come in for the Rawhide. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Swales on the mound. A new first baseman coming in for the Rawhide. It is Donier Sanabria. The rest of the defense looks the same. We'll let you know when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Oh, Josh Swales, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Johnier Sanabria is now the first baseman for the Rawhide. First pitch misses high. Here's the pitch from Swales. It's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. So the Rawhide scored 5 runs in the top of the 9th inning. And they now lead 6-4. Pitch misses very high. Count is 2-1. Swales in relief for Andueza, who threw a scoreless 8th inning. He struck out 2, walked 1, gave up a hit. The pitch is swung on, lined into shallow center field, lands for a base hit. The leadoff man, Andy Perez, is on for the Grizzlies, and the tying run comes to the plate. 6-4 ball game in the bottom of the 9th inning. Here's the pitch. Misses low in the dirt. Nice stop by Cerda. Left fielder Rojas is really deep in left against Ritter. He's almost at the warning track. Pitch misses, low and outside, ball 2. Pitch is fouled off. Count is now 2-1. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Swales delivers a ball low in the dirt, ball 3. Ritter, the cleanup batter, batting 240. He has struck out twice. He's singled, and he has grounded out to short. Swales sets. The 3-2. Fouled off out of play right side. Payoff pitch. Misses high, ball 4. Runners on first and second. And nobody out for the Grizzlies. The Rawhide lead by 2, but the Grizzlies making some noise here as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, is going to come have a conversation with Swales. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. The Grizzlies need to score 2 to extend the game, 3 to win it. Runners are on first and second. Nobody out. On second, Perez. On first, Ritter. And at the plate will be the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. Ritter, the runner on first, represents the tying run. Betancourt represents the winning run at the plate. Infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Misses low and in. Ball one. Ground ball. Diving as the first baseman, Sanabria. He stands up and throws to first base in time. A nice play by Sanabria as he is limping around a little bit. Looks like he hurt his right foot just a tad. Two runners in scoring position. Parker Kelly at the plate. Two runners in scoring position. One down. Kelly 1-for-4 today. The pitch misses outside. On third, Perez. Second is Ritter. Again, Ritter represents the tying run. Pitch misses. Kelly has struck out twice and also has walked and been hit by a pitch. 2-0. He's batting 309 on the year. Pitch misses, very outside, ball three. There's a strike on the inside corner. Called strike count is full now. There is one out. So far, the infield is back. The runner on third does not tie up the game. It's the runner on second. Outfield a little shallow. The pitch. High ball four. The bases are loaded. And E.J. Andrews Jr. comes to the plate with one out. Andrews Jr. has struck out twice, doubled today, and he's also walked. Runner on second ties up the game. The runner on first wins it. One down. Swales kicks, and it's a pitch low and outside, ball one. Looks like Alvin Murillo is going to start warming in the pen. The pitch, big swing and miss, count is 1-1. Swales is at 21 pitches in this inning. One. Misses outside, ball two. Pitch. Misses high and outside. 3-1 count now. Hitters count for E.J. Andrews Jr. 3-1. Popped up to our booth to the left. So full count now. Outside ball four. A run scores on a bases loaded walk. One down, and the Grizzlies just need one more run to score to tie up the game and two runs to score to win it. Winning run is now in scoring position. All three base runners have reached on a walk, one down. All Swales needs is a ground ball. That could be a potential double play ball. Skylar Messinger at the plate. He takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. Oh, one. Fly ball into center field. Guzman will get underneath it, make the catch. Plenty of room to tie up the game, and we are tied up at six. Ritter scores the tying run. Kelly moves to third. Runners on the corners. Two outs. The Grizzlies just need to score Parker Kelly to win the game and walk it off. Jesus Ordonez is batting from the right side. Swales sets. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball one. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike, two outs. Here's the pitch. Lined into right field, a base hit, and the Grizzlies walk it off for their first win of the series against the Rawhide. They scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth. And they pick up their first win against the Rawhide this season off an RBI single from the designated hitter, Jesus Ordonez. We'll take a short break. When we come back, it'll be the postgame show here from Chuck Chancey Park. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your
your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
The Grizzlies walk it off at home to defeat the Rawhide 7-6. Josh Swales will take the loss. He's now 0-3 on the year. Swales pitched the bottom of the ninth inning. Gave up the three runs off of two hits. He did walk three. But let's go through this game that took 2 hours and 48 minutes. The Grizzlies scored first. In the bottom of the first inning, Andy Perez singled into center field. That drove in Jake Snyder to make it a 1-0 ball game. But in the second, it was Manny Pena, Manuel Pena, who tied up the ball game. The top of the second inning, he singled to left to score Polanco from second. And that would be the score, tied up at one until the bottom of the fifth inning, when the Grizzlies took the lead on a sacrifice flyout from Mendez that drove in. It actually did not drive in a run. I beg your pardon. I was reading my scorebook wrong. So this was the bases loaded situation, where it was a shallow fly ball into left field. Left fielder Rojas came in, held Andrews Jr. at third. His throw got away from the catcher, and because of that, a run scored on the air that made it a 2-1 ball game at the time. That was Wyatt Wendell pitching. And then in the bottom of the seventh inning, with Vasquez on the mound, the Grizzlies scored two runs, an RBI single from Perez and an RBI single from Betancourt, made it a 4-1 ball game. In the top of the ninth inning, the Rawhide came back again. It would have been, actually still is, the second time this series in three games that they have come back to take the lead in the top of the ninth inning. In the ninth, Rawhide sent nine batters to the plate. Carrion singled. Polanco reached on an error. Runners on first and second. And a single by Conticello made it bases loaded. Alvin Guzman hit a ground rule double to drive in two runs and make it a one-run game. Runners on second and third when Pena lined out to center field, allowing Conticello to score the tying run. Guzman moved to third on a throwing error in that same play. And then the pitcher, Torres, threw to third base to appeal whether or not Conticello left the bag early. And on the appeal, he overthrew his third baseman, and Guzman scored the go-ahead run for the Rawhide. Corniel then doubled and scored on Jose Fernandez's RBI single into right field. That made it a 6-4 ball game. Felt like everything was going in the Rawhide's direction. Then Swales came in and gave up a single and a walk to start off the inning in the ninth. Again, the Rawhide led by two. One down, and then Kelly drew a walk, bases full. EJ Andrews Jr. drew a walk with the bases full for a run to score and make it a one-run game. Skylar Messinger lined out to center field. It was plenty deep to score the tying run. And then Parker Kelly scored on an RBI single hit by Jesus Ordonez, and that would be the game again. The Grizzlies take down the Rawhide for the first time this series. The series is now 2-1. Rawhide 2 wins. The Grizzlies 1. Final score here from Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies 7, the Rawhide 6 through 9 innings. The Grizzlies improved to 15-15 on the year. The Rawhide fall to 12-18. Winning pitcher is Davis Palermo. Losing pitcher, Josh Swales. Announced attendance 2,178, and the time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes. The Grizzlies scored their 7 runs off of 10 hits. They did commit 5 errors. 4 of them came in the ninth. Rawhide scored 6 runs off of 7 hits, and they committed 3 errors. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for listening to Rawhide Baseball here from Chuck Chansey Park. Tomorrow will be game four of this six-game series against the Grizzlies. And it will be a sold-out crowd here for Star Wars night. First pitch will be at 6:50, but usually with the sold-out crowd, it gets pushed back just a tad. So we'll probably be on air closer to about 7:15 is what I've been told from the media relations staff here at Chuck Chansey Park. But again, first pitch tomorrow, 7:15 for game four of this six-game series. One final time, the Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies 7-6 as the Grizzlies walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Both teams combined 8 runs in the ninth inning, but Grizzlies defeat the Rawhide for the first time today. I'm Jill Guerin. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.